The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two teas in a pod. With Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
So we are back and we are wishing everybody a very happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. We hope you enjoy.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
I am going to my dad's with the family. So we're doing, the way we do our holidays is if we have Bella, we go to my family so that she always can travel with us. And if we don't, so like we have Bella for Thanksgiving and New Year's this year, but we don't have her for Christmas. So we're going to go to my dad's for Thanksgiving and then Christmas we'll spend here and, you know, figure out New Year's.
Nice.
What are you going to do?
Well, my mom recently bought a house in Arizona. I haven't been there. As you know, she lives here in our guest house, but she, in the weekends or every other weekend, she'll go up to Arizona. So we're going to go to her house. My brother's going to be out there. It's going to be a big old family affair.
Fun times. Thanksgiving's actually my favorite holiday.
Is it?
Yes, because I don't like gifts. Like I'm always awkward giving and getting gifts. So like I like Thanksgiving because it's just family.
We're not big gift givers to each other, Eddie and I. Like even like birthdays, Christmas, all that. I'm like, I'm good. I don't need anything. And I think most of it is because whatever we want, we just go buy it.
Good.
If we really want it. So it's never like, I don't know. I mean, Eddie's good at it, but it's not a huge priority to us.
Yeah. So I'm excited for Thanksgiving.
What'd you do over the weekend?
What did I even do over the weekend? Why can't I remember?
You went to a birthday party. I know that because I texted
you yesterday. Oh my gosh. I know. I was at my niece's birthday party yesterday. And then the day before we just had another family over and we played pickleball and the kids swam and played and hung. Nice. Like it was just like a chill weekend. There was like, which I loved, especially coming back from New York because I'm still on New York time.
Yeah, like, I'm sure you are.
Waking up butt crack of dawn. Like,
I know the time.
Instead of 5 a.m., now it's 3 a.m. Like I'm wide awake, like, ready to start the day.
So Thursday we left to Ocotillo Wells, which is about a 2.5 hour ride to the desert. we always rent. We haven't bought one yet. I keep telling anybody let's buy one, but a 40-foot RV, drove it, which is fun. We listen, like I said, to John Mellencamp most of the time up there.
And I love it.
Got to take my new dirt bike out. It's much bigger than the one I had before. I can't touch. My tippy toes barely touch, and it's been lowered. It's much faster. Almost died once.
No.
Oh, yeah. I crashed it. Then I went, you know, everybody went down a hill. And so I had to get back on. It takes time. So as I'm going up the hill, you know, you got to go down it. Somebody was coming up and I almost hit them. Then I tell Eddie, I just want to go on a nice, easy ride. And there's no, what's easy to him is not easy to me. And we're going up straight cliffs and it's all rock. And I get up and it's very narrow at the top. And what do? I whiskey throttle it and hit a rock and the bike flies out and I start to roll down the cliff.
No. And I one is the fact that you think I know what whiskey throttling
means. You go to pull on the brake. The brake isn't the same as your throttle. So I pulled the brake and throttled it. So it took off. So it takes off, which is never good. And so Eddie came up to me and I said, I am fucking done. Take me back to the camp right now. I'm putting this bike on Craigslist.
Well, you also have no cell phone service when you're out there.
I know. The last day I found a spot by the fire that I got one bar and I was able to like text. So Sophia it's a hard no for her. She hates camping. So she, you know, I have to go up to the street. Of course, she's here with my mom. She's also 17 and call her to check in. And it's just, it's a lot. I can handle 2 days. This time is 3 days. I'm like, get me out of here. Yeah,
by day three.
Get me out. But I do love just like hanging out with friends around the fire at night and cooking and having a glass of wine and telling stories. One of our friends is, he's a detective and he works with cartels.
Ooh.
Not with cartels, but you know, to bust.
Yeah, yeah.
So he always has like the best stories to tell us.
So good stories.
Good stories.
It probably is good also to disconnect too from all of
it
this,
is.
Especially it is. After filming and
yeah. So we have an Ask Me Anything episode. I see we have some that you asked. I have a stack. I'm not gonna go through all of them, but I have a few.
Yeah. I love that you say I asked as if I was writing them down. You mean my Instagram asked?
Well, it's your Instagram.
Yeah. We send over what you guys submit and here they are.
Yeah. We answered a lot of these just in our last podcast.
I know.
Like the Jen Shaw, thoughts on Jen Shaw's comment she made about you all on Up and Adam interview. I mean, if she wants to call us two pussies in a pod, like, okay, whatever. Like,
and also, but if you're going to come for us, have your
be accurate.
Yeah. She was like, you know, they needed some attention because they never trend. I'm like, okay, one.
If I was trending last night and I don't even know why.
I'm like, we trend every single week, whether we want to or not. And speaking of trending, she just deleted her Twitter. So, or she said she's going to delete her Twitter.
So I don't know. I don't really care what she says. I actually made a little funny about her comment to peas in a pod. And I put it on Instagram as I was driving up to the desert.
Of course you did.
I said, I just wanted to make you feel comfortable. And she's going to be around a lot of peas pretty soon.
Yeah, she is.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yep. She'll be sentenced on December 15th. So we'll all know soon.
Which leads us to the next thing, which was another Salt Lake question, which we kind of talked about, but why aren't the ladies quizzing her more?
Hi, everybody. I'm Tyler Florence.
And I'm Wells Adams. We're the hosts of the new podcast, Two Dudes in a Kitchen. And you might be asking yourself, why do these guys have a podcast?
Because we love food.
Yep.
You and I have known each other for a while. We got a chance to cook together on television on Food Network back in the day. And I got to tell you, there's no two better guys that are more equipped to take you guys on a journey through the kitchen. It's all about great recipes. It's all about connecting with fantastic techniques and having a great time while you're doing it. This is a podcast for you to call in. into, give us your feedback, and we're here to answer your questions, kind of get those kitchen burners fired up.
I got a lot of questions just because I'm not nearly as good of a chef as you are. So I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions, and you guys out there can ask them as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot. And you know what? Most importantly, we're going to eat good.
We're going to eat good, man. Eat good in the neighborhood, man. We're here for you.
Listen to Two Dudes in a Kitchen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The thing that I'm a little bit confused by is, if we are going to do these sit downs with the men, the house husbands, I'm surprised none of the husbands had a more authentic conversation with Coach. Like, they pretty much were like, oh, we feel like this is therapy. Which also, did you notice that Whitney's husband almost kind of almost kind of did a fib and then caught himself.
Yes. I thought, don't you dare. I was
like, don't say it. He's like, I stepped away. And then he's like, I guess it's better to say we parted ways.
Parted ways.
I'm like, just say you got the boot. You already said it.
He's already said it. That's the thing. It's like, you can't change what happened. Like, just, I mean, I'm sure it's hard for him to accept the fact that he lost his job over something that happened on the show.
I agree.
So, Tamara, in the past, you didn't connect with Emily. Was it different this season? Well, I don't know who's asking this. I would love to tell you all about it, but you're going to have to watch the show and see.
Yeah, that I'll, don't you worry, guys. I'll be dissecting that like nobody's business because I was always okay about Emily and Tam was not. So I'm excited to see where we go from here. The next one is Teddy. Have you thought about asking the Fox Force 5 to appear on the podcast and try to resolve the issues? I have not. I think
because that's exactly where they want to go. And I'm sure Bravo would love that.
No, I think that these are individual conversations that will be had with the parties involved and, you know, they will happen probably in due time.
Yeah. I have a question for you. This is Kara 57824 asked, since you both are so healthy, thoughts on this new Ozempic drug to lose weight? Now, for those of you who don't know, it's a diabetic drug that girls are taking. I think Kim Kardashian has said that she is taking it. I have friends that are doing blood work because they want to take it. I actually talked to my doctor about it and I said, what are your thoughts on this? And he says, there's not enough out there yet. Like, this is not something that I would recommend to anybody, especially for losing weight. And now I'm hearing that girls are having to have their gallbladder removed sometimes because of these shots.
Do your research, people. The part that I don't like about it,
quick fix.
Well, not just that, but what I heard is that there's not even enough right now so that the people that actually need it are having a hard time getting it. That being said, if you do your blood work and it's something that is going to help you become healthier, then to each his own. Do what you want, you know, take it up with your doctor, but do your research.
But the question is it even FDA approved for people to lose weight or just these doctors going ahead and giving it to women that are wanting to lose weight? I mean, guys, you just have to remember anything that's a quick fix, the weight is going to come right back on. I hear that it's extremely expensive to take these shots, something that you give yourself, and there's not enough research yet to know, you know, what's going to happen to your body. Like, if people are having the gallbladders removed, that can't be good.
Yeah. I don't think I know enough about it either way. I think you got to talk to your doctor, do what's best for you and your body, and kind of go from there.
Yeah. That's- for me, like, I, because I am insulin resistant and I am almost pre-diabetic, the doctor has put me on metformin, which we've talked about before. Similar, I think it works similar, but not as drastic as these shots. And I haven't drastically lost weight from it. I probably have like 3 pounds overall in general. But it just helps my body process carbs because I don't naturally. That's it. Blood sugar level is too high.
But that's something where you go to the doctor and you figure it out. I think now where it's hard is, I don't know, you know, where everybody's getting it. I don't know. But maybe, I don't know. Do you follow Not Skinny But Not Fat?
No.
She has a podcast. She's a blogger, all kinds of stuff. She's got a funny Instagram, but she did a post the other day. It was like me in the middle of the night, waking up, thinking about somebody else that's currently 100 pounds and on Ozempic. And it's like,
I mean, girls, you could see girls doing this, and especially if you are overweight and you think, oh my God, if I can just take the shot, life will be perfect. But I'm just saying, don't do it.
Unless your doctor says that you have a problem with it. And then also there are other, if you are just in a situation right now where you aren't feeling good about yourself or you're not taking care of yourself, you don't have to wait until January 2nd to start. Do it right now. I've been talking about this. yeah, like start taking action now instead of waiting until you're through the holidays, you feel crummy through the holidays, and then you decide, okay, now I'm going to change. And then like 80% of New Year's resolutions fail because you continuously tell yourself, I'm going to do it then. I'm going to do it then.
I said last night, I said, okay, I'm back to my healthy diet. Cause after filming, I just didn't really care. I just like, I'm going to eat, I will have a piece of bread and I will have maybe some chips that they're sitting out, the things that I don't normally have in my diet. And it will catch up to you. Like I'm definitely up a couple pounds and I'm not sad about it, but it's, for me, it's more about the health aspect of it. So Eddie's like, really, you're going to start like a healthy diet right before Thanksgiving? I go, yeah. Cause I can eat Thanksgiving dinner and still be healthy.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's less about like, for me, it's hard for me to say like the word diet.
I don't
because
say diet.
I don't really say diet.
Healthy lifestyle.
Like I am more on the, like, it's about, I have to move my body and I have to see something that's going to work for me long-term. If I look at something like a diet, then I know I'll go off of, like,
right,
I'll
for
go
sure
off the rails, but I will take, like, I know I'm going to go into Thanksgiving and I'm going to, like, my family makes the best egg noodles ever. And I don't know if you've ever had them. Like,
yes,
there's no way I'm not going to fully right enjoy Thanksgiving. But that morning, I still will go on a walk. We will do a family football game. We're an active
family
lifestyle
yeah
family.
Yeah.
So
and
I
then
think
the next day,
about,
you're back to whatever is your normal. Like, if I want a piece of cake, I will have a piece of cake. My goal is not to be skinny. My goal is to be fit. I want to be fit. I'm not that girl that just doesn't eat. And I see these girls all over Orange County. I'm sure you see them in Beverly Hills where they just don't eat. And they're like bones and skin and no definition. That's not attractive to me at all. Yeah. I want a butt. I want a muscle. I want a bicep. I want a quad. I want it all. You don't get that without working out too.
Yeah. I mean, me, it's also, my mental health really struggles if I...
Oh, for sure.
If I'm not at least moving my body, my anxiety is through the roof. Like already my ankles, you know, I'm doing that big hike and I think I'm making you do it with me, the 25K.
Okay.
And I know we got to do it the day after Jingle Ball, but my ankle is bothering me. I need to like figure it out. Like, you know how I broke my foot 2 years ago in that boot for a year? And I don't even remember. 2020, I broke it.
Okay.
And today I was like, I haven't been running because the lymph nodes got removed.
How is that?
It's weird. I have this weird tingling all down my arm.
Like a nerve issue.
Like a nerve issue from it. Like it doesn't hurt. All these like big scars on the back doesn't hurt, but underneath where the lymph nodes are really does hurt. So today was the first day I was able to actually run. And I started slow. Like, because I know I have the big hike, I have like been really just focusing on incline walking. And then today I was like, oh, I just want to run a little bit. I only have 30 minutes and I miss it. I miss that feeling.
Yeah.
And after like 20 minutes, I started limping. I'm like, oh no. And my ankle is like, I don't know. So I'm gonna have to
put
feel
it,
this
put
out.
Put it in your ice bath.
Oh yeah.
You should, even if you can just put your ankle in there, it'll take all the inflammation down for sure.
Yeah, because something is definitely askew.
Do we have any update on your health? Any new testing coming back? I know you did genetic testing recently.
No, we're still waiting. So as soon as we find out that information, I will let you guys know. I have my next surgery November 30th, and I'm just looking forward to
getting
that done.
And they're removing more spots.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's 5 more.
Oh, now,
you know, when like, why has it happened that you just honestly start when it's like medical stuff, you just start to like, it becomes a blur in your mind at some point. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Someone will tell me.
I found 2 new spots on my body. So I'm like, oh,
get checked,
man.
Your eyes.
I know I have to, I'm going for sure, but I'm like, really, this one's new. It's not good. And I can pretty much diagnose myself at this point because I've had every type of skin cancer. I'm like, except for melanoma. Melanoma actually is the hardest thing because I have little dots all over my body. I have freckles everywhere. And my melanoma was a little black dot.
Yeah. It's really hard to see.
Yeah.
My name is Johnny B. Good. And I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money?
I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine, and I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This next one is a housewife-related question. What's one storyline you wish was shown but edited out of your seasons?
That was edited out of,
For me, I posted after. For me, it was, there was a whole thing with Dove when Dove was born, where one, like there was a pretty much Dove's whole, everything about Dove was edited out when I got pregnant with her. Like the fact that I didn't know until I was 15 weeks, the fact that we took 8 pregnancy tests, the kids, we did this amazing book with the kids where we said we were having a baby, like all of it, it was mm-hmm. all gone. But I'm really grateful to production because I said, listen, I was open enough to show all these really intimate moments and I did them. You know, some people will do things prior and then do it again for the show. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I did everything in real time and they were their authentic moments and they wouldn't let me. Normally, I would have somebody like film my kids' reaction like with the book, like right. with their phone so we could have that memory. But I didn't because we were filming the show. And I said, can I please just have that footage? And they gave it all to me.
Yeah, they did that to Eddie once where he filmed they were filming him cycling down the coast and I guess they didn't show it. And then he asked, he's like, can I have the footage? I said, yeah. So something that I filmed that wasn't in the show. Is that what the question was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh God. I, too many hours of filming to even remember. I'm sure there's a lot, but I think for one, my last season I was on the show was they cut all my business stuff out. And so nobody, I mean, obviously if you follow me on social media, you knew that I started Vena CBD, and we had a big party, launch party. The entire cast was there. Shit went down, arguing, and they cut it entirely out. Yeah. So I'm like,
so it's like, you never know. And especially like, you know, it's the same thing when somebody's like, you know, don't let stuff go down at my work event. It's like, it's the same thing. You never know what's going to make it and what's going to play out at the end of the day that's going to make the most sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The next one's, if you had to pick a husband from any franchise to co-host on the pod, who would it be?
Oh my gosh. I definitely need somebody that's outspoken.
Outspoken, but also, gosh, I don't know. I mean, I think we had fun. I had fun with Frank. I feel like the Jersey house husbands are the only ones.
The only ones really that know. I was thinking Joey for sure.
I mean, Jersey are the only ones that are that involved, that are that interesting to me.
Yeah, can you imagine our husbands on this podcast?
I mean, they'd
be like, what?
No, even yesterday when we were driving home, I was watching the clip that Heather posted about, you know, her and Terry and Bed, like laughing at the rumors or whatever. And Edwin looks over, he's like, what are you watching? And I'm like, oh, you know, there's this girl from Orange County and they're trying to, you know, say that these rumors aren't true, that they weren't arguing, which I don't, the pictures didn't look like they were arguing anyway. But his takeaway was, what's on that guy's head? And I still cannot figure out what was on that guy's head.
I think it was an eye mask. Like, you know.
Oh,
like you had when it you pushed sleep, up. Push back. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But Edwin I have kind of co-host one with me in Vegas, kind of. But it was with Ralph, so it doesn't really
count.
That's
different. So I have a question. Do any current housewives pretend to be more wealthy than they actually are?
I would say yes. They probably do.
Yes. The amount of housewives that wear fake labels just so they make themselves look like they're rich is beyond me. I would rather see you dress in a cute Zara outfit than to have on fake labels.
Well, I was laughing because I posted that picture, like those pictures from New York, like the three outfits that I wore. And someone wrote back, did you get a new stylist? Because you're, you know, like, these are on point. These looks are on point. And I responded back like really bluntly. I was like, no, I just have more money now.
Yeah, right?
Like when I first started, I was borrowing all my friends' clothes and trying to figure out like which, you know, it wasn't even Zara then. What was the other pop, like Forever 21 dress I was going to wear? And now I'm a Revolve shopper, Alice and Olivia, or whatever it is.
Yeah. Revolve pretty much has, that's actually a question I have on here is, where do you guys shop online? Revolve Forward, Intermix. Is that what it's called? Intermix. I don't have a lot of good luck with Intermix online.
I like their shoes.
Yeah. But Revolve, I know each model on there and what size she's wearing is the size it will fit me. So
like I saw her that, by the way, the other day. And I was like, I couldn't play. It was one of those moments where I was like,
which one? The one with the girl.
The blonde, hair. Blonde hair like this. And I'm staring at her. I'm like, it was with a friend of mine. I'm like, why do we know? Do we know her? Do we know her? But it wasn't like, you know, normally you can tell when somebody's on a television show.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I cannot, it's going to drive me nuts. Like, I definitely know her. And then my friend's like, oh, Revolve. I'm like,
that is so funny. Yeah. Somebody asked me, where did I buy that pink blanket sweatshirt that I had in my story? Some might call it a Snuggie. Eddie has a gray one and got it from Costco. They're usually seasonal. Mine's called a Cozy and I got it off of Amazon. And it is like my dad lives where in New Mexico and it gets really cold there. So for Christmas last year, I sent them all cozies. They're called cozies on Amazon, but they are very comfortable.
They looked cute. And the next one is, Tamara, if you could pick who your OC legacy cast would be, who would it be?
Oh, wow. I think it would be me, Vicky, I'm going to say Joe, because she hasn't been on for a really long time and she's married now. Joe. Remember Joe? Lori. I'd like to see what Lori's up to.
Who's Lori?
Lori Waring Peterson. She was.
Is she blonde?
She's blonde. Yeah. She's got a daughter, Ashley. Who else? Who else do we want on that?
What about the girl that they always show in the memes that you threw a drink at?
What's Gina Keough? No, yeah. I don't think anybody needs to see what Gina Keough's up to. No. I'm going to say maybe Alexis.
Ooh.
Yeah, because she's moved on and she's got a new man. And she's got a lot going on in her life, I feel like. I don't know if you saw, but I will give her mom props. She just announced that she has a transgender son now and did this amazing heartfelt story. And you know, her and I have not always been on the best terms, but I did send her a message and just saying hi to her son. But I don't know, I think that's it. Yeah. Shannon. Yeah.
Woo! That could have gotten a little dicey. Woo! Got her.
I know, you forget. There's like so many. There's
woo! That so could many. Have been a little bit. I wouldn't yeah, want to be you at think? The that table. Would we ever do a spinoff together?
I would love to.
Yeah, we think we're ready. We're ready for the twats to take the United States.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to do, but pitch us ideas, you guys, in the comments. Let us know what our spinoff should be, and we'll pitch it.
Who do you think is sassier, me or you?
I think that I can get more like headstrong about it. Like, I get obsessed with something and it's hard for me to see another view. I think I can be like more bullheaded in that way. But I think that when you get upset by something, you will blow in a different way than I do.
Yes, for sure.
So I think that's our difference. Like, I'm more even keeled about the way that I start to lose it. You'll just lose it.
I'll just lose it. Then you're done. I'm pretty easygoing the most part. Like, I will take it and whatever. And okay. But then when I get mad, it's like, bam.
Bam.
Yeah.
And then you're like, shit.
I know. Damn, did I just do that?
Damn.
Somebody asked, when will we get the trailer for season 17 of Orange County? I don't know that, but I did hear that Andy said on his radio show that it won't be until after the first of the year.
Ooh, okay. So we got some time. So you don't even know when you're going to film Reunion yet?
No, I don't even know when we air. There's been months put out there, but I'm not going to say them because I don't even know if they're accurate. So it's going to be a while, people.
Hardest show to recap besides Beverly Hills or Orange County? I mean, for me, this is a no-brainer. You?
The hardest show to recap?
Yeah.
Well, of course, it's going to be our own show.
No, they said other than BH or OC.
Oh, the hardest show to recap. Dubai was tough for me.
Yeah, Dubai, because I feel like maybe it'll be different for us this time now that we met them all at BravoCon and remember all the drama. So I feel like now I'm a little bit more invested. So definitely Dubai, but you know, is what it is.
Yeah.
Tamara, if you could describe the upcoming season of OC in three words.
Best season ever.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good season. Really good. I think the cast is great. A lot went down. We did a lot of great things. So we'll see.
Who do you think Andy Cohen's favorite housewife is and least favorite housewife?
Oh, God. Who knows?
Who knows? I feel like you can always tell when he doesn't like one. He kind of shuts them. Not doesn't like.
Oh,
that's an extreme word.
You can tell on Andy's face when he's not into a housewife, and there you could tell.
It's like this almost like look like please. Or if you give an answer that he's thinks is not good enough, or like immediately you'll feel it.
Yes, for sure. You can see it on his face.
But I think his favorites are a lot of the OGs, and I think he has a soft spot to like all the women who really set the platform up for everybody else. do we ever go back and watch old episodes of our shows? Absolutely not.
No. God, no. No. Somebody asked me, why is Teddy's audio always sound like she's on the phone?
Well, it's because I don't know, because now I have a new mic. No matter what happens, like last week, I was in the hotel, and so people are mad about the audio. I think it's because this is going to sound bad. I live in a glass house, but look around, like everything's glass. Yeah, I think
it's an audio, like a
There's nothing to like, and yeah, I tried
you need
to go
soundboards in there. I have a bunch from our gym they're in storage. I'm paying storage for, so maybe we can just put them on your ceiling.
My husband would, I mean, I tried to go into different, the problem is this is my entire house. It's honestly, this is every area. I tried to go into my husband's office and it was even worse because then there was an echo and glass. So like there, you know, I'm just going to have to get an iHeart studio. I mean, two T's in a pod studio, but
well,
I'm cheap.
You know what? We actually got a new office for Vina that's closer. So Eddie can just go into the office. I mean, it's literally like 5 minutes away and there's an extra room. Office in there. And so he's like, do you want to do your podcast here? I'm like, well, shit, that means I got to get up, drive over, unlock the door. I can just roll out of bed and go into my office in my house. So I don't know.
The next one is, this is just an LVP question. Do you think LVP not denying Beverly Hills return is a possible shakeup in the cast? Here's the article for speculation. It's on heavy.com. Lisa Vanderpump reacts to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills return. Lisa Vanderpump was an original cast member. She famously skipped season 9 reunion and exited during Puppygate scandal. According to Showbiz Quiz Sheet in 2022, there are renewed rumors that producers want her to come back for the upcoming 13th season. Still, a recent tweet left some fans holding out hope that LVP's had a change of tune. Here's what you need to know. I don't know. I think if she does, great. If she doesn't, great. Do whatever she wants. I do know that the past rule was that if you don't go to a reunion, you are not on the show. But maybe that's just for that current season. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows? Somebody asked, beautiful disaster 4816 asked me, why is Heather mad at you this time? And my answer is, what makes you think Heather's mad at me?
Oh, what does make you think
what
that?
What makes you think Heather's mad at me? So
I am curious on that, but you guys, we have turkeys to make, things to do. And by turkeys to make, I mean, I can't cook a turkey. I'm the world's worst cook of life.
I feel like a stuffed turkey right now after camping and eating crap all weekend.
We love you guys. We cannot wait to get into it with all these new shows. And
yes,
for these Ask Me Anythings, you guys send us juicy, juicy questions because we will answer it all. So
we sure will.
We will post the next one and we will talk to y'all soon.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations.
Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.